gracious. CC Sabathia is going to Cooperstown, everybody. I can tell you what, Mr. Sabathia made my 2008 a memorable 2008. I was at the September 28th, 2008 game where the Brewers clinched the wild card. Mr. Sabathia pitched a complete game, an absolute clinic. It was so exciting. And of course, we're doing this new segment called Over the Hump and Trump on Wednesdays at 3:30 because I am trying to share with all of you my New Year's intentions to laugh more, create more, connect more, play more, rest more, and move more. And so this falls into the play category, of course. I love sports. I'm a huge baseball nut. So for that reason alone, it was worthy of mention today, of course, in the news as well. But there's another probably much more fundamental reason that I wanted to share this moment in my memory and this collective exuberance and joy that Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin had thanks to Mr. Sabathia back in 2008. And it's because of the connection. A connection that we all shared on that day through that shared joy and exuberance, not just those that were lucky enough to be at then Miller Park, which I was, but with all of Milwaukee, all of the state of Wisconsin, and Brewers fans everywhere, our connection through something that has nothing to do with politics. And I wanted to share this with you as well, because what I learned that day is sharing the things that you love, like a little kid loves snow days, with other people increases not just your joy, but their joy and everyone's joy around you. So I had dragged this guy I was dating to Miller Park, not a baseball fan. Guess what he was? Our relationship might have ended many moons ago, but that guy's still a huge Brewers fan. And that day I gave him the gift of my love for baseball. So I have a moment, again, that I wanted to share with all of you. I hope that we get to share a lot of these moments where I can share my love of baseball and sports generally with each and every one of you, and where you can share some of the things that you love with me and with everybody else that's listening, with Cardi and everybody here at Civic Media. Because it's those things that we have to come back to when our political leaders seek to divide us by race, by gender. We can find these moments, these things that actually bring about much, much deeper togetherness. Because it's not just about baseball. It wasn't just about that game. It was about that moment. And we need more of those moments. So I have a request, a challenge for everybody out there listening. I get a lot of enjoyment out of a lot of things. Doing this job is one of them, and I share it with each of you every day. And in this job that I love, I get to talk about things that I love, like baseball, like that game from September 28th, 2008, ending a 26-year playoff drought for my beloved Milwaukee Brewers. My challenge to each of you, between today's Over the Hump and Trump segment and next week's Over the Hump and Trump segment, which you will be able to find next week at 3:30 right here across the Civic Media Radio Network, is I want you to conjure up, to remember something that you love so much, it creates joy for you, like the joy a kid has when they got a snow day. And good luck, northeastern Wisconsin and northwestern Wisconsin. You got a lot of snow. You may have a joyful kids' snow day tomorrow. I want you to find that thing. Remember that thing. Re-engage with that thing. And I want you to share it with somebody. Sit down with them. Tell them why you love it. Share some memory of joyful moments past. Ask them what they know about this thing you love. And just share your childlike joy and exuberance and love of something that has nothing to do with politics with someone in your life. And if you want an A+ on this little assignment, Share it with someone in your life that you know you deeply, deeply have political disagreement with. And I hope that this gives you an opportunity to have that moment of connection, to have that experience of shared joy about something that has nothing to do with politics with someone that you may disagree with all the gosh darn time. Because this is part of the pathway forward. So, let's review our assignment, everybody. Between now, nearly 4 o'clock on January 22nd and next week, January 29th, I'm going to ask you all to share with me the joy that you shared with someone else. And by doing so, I hope that we can multiply connection with one another on the things that bring us all joy as human beings. We're going to try to inject some of that into this show on a more regular basis because Lord knows we all got to get over the hump and Mr. Trump. And I'm going to do it here every Wednesday with you. Thank you so much for being with me every day. Thanks to Cardi for getting all that fabulous Brewers sound. I was tearing up, everybody. Keep it locked right here on Civic Media because Dom Salvia is next up with the Dom Salvia Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. You can find me here from 2 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together for the Milwaukee Brewers!